Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel Ben Meir, Chalmecha, Lareini Kaparas Mishkabo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Hosea, as learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by Lili Nishmas Harav Yaakov Yosef Ben Harav Shaul Aryeh, and we are in Hosea Perek Ches. And Hosea is going to pick us up where Am Yisrael didn't really hear out and call out to Hashem. And that's what Hashem chides them for here. El chikcha shofar kanesher al beis Hashem. With the ram's horn to your mouth, soar like an eagle to the house of Hashem. In other words, here Hashem tells the Hosea to publicly say the reason for Am Yisrael's affliction. Go up to the Harabai, says the Malbim, says the Ibn Ezra, and just scream out to them, this is the situation. And tell them, Yan Avru Brisi, the Al Torasi Pasho, tell them, you violated my bris, you went against my teaching, Li Yizaku Alokai Yidanucha Yisrael, Am Yisrael should have called out to me, Hashem, we acknowledge you. But Am Yisrael didn't do that. Instead, they rejected good things. They had the opportunity, and they reject it. As the Pasuk says, Anach Yisrael Tov, Oyev Yerdefo, when you have good things and you don't appreciate them, when you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, and you didn't acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the only Redeemer, says the Radak, or you recognize that when you go through bad things, you realize that it's because of the fact that you do Averos, says the Malbim, and when life doesn't come that way, and you just choose to ignore the most obvious, you leave Hashem out of the picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the enemies wind up chasing you. Hey, Mimlichu velo mimeni. You guys go ahead, you crown kings. You didn't ask my permission. Heishir velo yadati kaspa musavam asu lehem atzabayim leman yikaris. Malchus Yisrael crowned kings. They didn't ask my permission. They just did it. They appointed ministers. And as they were appointing ministers, they were like Shalom ben Yavish, Hosea ben Ela, who didn't want to continue the ways of Avodah Zarah. You just kicked them out. That's not okay with me. And what did you do? You turned your wealth into Avodah Zarah, and those things are going to get cut off as a result. So Anachigleich Shomron, Charapibam, your calf abandoned you, Shomron. I'm furious with them. How long? Ad Masai, how long will it be? Lo Yuchlu Nikayon, how long is it going to be before you're capable of becoming pure? Ki Yisrael, v'hu charash aso, v'lo Elokimhu. You have to understand that the calf is Am Yisrael's doing. In other words, it was made from your gold, that calf that's in Dan and Beit El. V'hu charash aso, it was made by a craftsman, v'lo Elohimhu. It's not an avodah zarah. Ki shvavim yia egel shomrom. And you still can't figure it out. It's going to be reduced to pieces. You know, in other words, it could be shattered and destroyed. How could it be a god? Ki ruach yizra'u v'sufasa yiktoru. Instead, you have to understand, yosowim and reap a storm. You gain nothing from avodah zarah. All the efforts are going to be in vain. Ki ruach yizra'u v'sufasa yiktoru. Kama ve'ein lo temach b'li yaseh kemach. Ulayas is arm yivlauhu, right? It's gonna be seeds you're planting that don't become stalks. Whatever you grow doesn't become a flower, and somehow, if there's a yield, someone else is gonna come take it. That's what happens when you believe in avodah zarah. It doesn't give you any benefits. Nivla Yisrael, Am Yisrael gets swallowed up and degraded as a result. Ata hayu bagoyim klein in chifetzbo. You become known as a nation where nobody wants you around. You're just maggots, right? As you become described. Kihema alu ashur pera bodet lo. Ephraim hisnu ahavim. You become like a vessel that nobody wants. You went to Assyria like a lone donkey. You live in isolation. You rely on your own instincts. You're also doing that here as well. As a result, Ephraim starts looking for other people, for an Estan Zona, to Egypt, to Assyria, for military protection doesn't work. Gam ki yisnu bagoyim atah kapseim v'yachilu me'at mimasa melech tzarim. And he says again, even though you courted other nations, I'll unite the nations against them. Short while later, they'll shudder from the burdens of the kings and the ministers. In other words, don't worry, there'll be a future when there'll be a Geula, and Hashem will redeem you, even though you have a lack of faith, says Rashi, in that situation. Or when the kings and the ministers, from the admonishments of the, they'll start getting nervous from the Navi, then I'll save them within the context. Ki here by Ephraim is bechos lachto, just as Ephraim made many mizbeachs to sin for avodah zarah. So hayu lo mizbechos lachto, you just have to understand that he had a lot with which to sin. Acha made many mizbechos for avodah zarah, and others added even more. Achtov lo rubo rube torasi kemo zar nechshavu. I just want you to know that I've written many of my teachers, and they consider it something foreign. By constantly telling my Nevi'im, right, to give Musa to the people, it's like I wrote the Torah's principles every single day, and the people just treated it as wild stuff. Zivchei hav havai yizbechu basar vayochelu Hashem lo ratam. Right, you have to understand, my carbonos, they keep bringing, and they eat the meat themselves. Hashem says, I don't want them. Soon your averus will be remembered, and then you'll be returned to Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I'm not interested just to have meat so that you guys could eat. That stuff will go back to Mitzrayim. And you're going to wind up back there, just like Yochanan ben Kareach that led the Jews there after the Churban. V'yishkach Yisrael esoseo v'yiven heichalos. And Am Yisrael forgot who the maker was, and they made temples. And so what happened? V'yehuda hir ba'arim b'tzuros v'shilach te'esh ba'ara v'ochala ba'armanosah. Yehuda will also add fortified cities, but I'm going to set a fire in those cities, and it's going to destroy their citadels. Instead, You need to look for something different. You need to have something different. And that something different is not going to be just physical. A person has to understand the things that are going to be different in the life have to be the relationship with Hashem, which, of course, hopefully we will get and picture so that we will be able to be a zocheh to b'shuv Hashem, eshvosamo. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.